Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Memches, and just a scheduling note, the next daf that will be up will be after Yantif. Tomorrow and Sunday I will not be able to get up online, so the next daf will be after Yantif, Bez Hashem, and then we'll get back to a regular schedule, post Pesach schedule. Okay, so we are on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, we are up to Meisvei. The Gemara just quoted the principle of Karka Olam Eden Aseres, the story of the people taking from the kever of Rav. They used to take dirt. We said the figurative pshat of the Rav Meir Shapiro, but Pashtus, the Gemara said they could take the dirt, and it's not a problem because Karka Olam Eina Ne'eseres. Just like Avodah Zarah is not Ne'esar if it is Mechubar, so too, Avodah Zarah, so too, Mace is not Usur if it is Mechubar. So Mace, the Gemara says, is that true? Hachotev Kever La Aviv, Falav Akiver B'Makom Acher. If somebody uses a kever for his father, and then he uses and buries him somewhere else, and therefore it's not used. How is that you cover bo? See, it's always usur olamis forever, even though it is mechubar. So why should it be usur? I thought something connected to the ground is not usur. Marianza, no. How come I skin a bekever binyan? Oh, I might have done this yesterday. Bekever binyan, that it's attached to the ground, but it's not the ground. If it's ground, if it's dirt, in the dirt, a hole in the ground, so then that's not a problem. But kever binyan, where it's on top of the ground, so that is considered talush in this context, and therefore it would be asur behana'a. Tashma, or another raya, we try.
Is that considered kvura?
Is it considered kvura? Well, we don't know if you didn't bury it. You said, achotsev kever laviv. You didn't even bury it. So, well, to see, I mean, like the crypts that they used to have. They used to have a crypt, and they used to, you know, you out in the rock. So is that considered, they just closed them up there. It wasn't as the burial like we have to the underground. Tashma. So the Gemara says, kever chadash mutar bahana. A new kever is mutar bahana. Hitul bo nefel, but once one puts a nefel in it, a baby that did not live for 30 days, asr bahana. That makes it asr for 30 days. So you see again, isn't that a kever that's asr bahana? Is it a raya against the din that mechubar is not nesar? So achanami bekever binyan. No, they're also talking about a kever binyan. Tashma, final try. Nimsa ta omer shalosh kvaros hein. So it comes out, says the Tosefta, that there are three types of kvaros regarding three halachas. Kever hanimsa, a kever that is found, meaning it's not in a cemetery, it's just found, and the Baal HaSadeh knows that there was never a cemetery here, and somebody must have put the mace here without permission. That's kever hanimsa. Number two, kever hayadua, a known cemetery, a known kever. And number three, kever hamazik es harabim, a kever that is in a place which is impinging on the rabbim's free way to go and way to walk. Right, kever mazik as a rabbim, and it's causing problems. So each one is a separate halacha. Kever nimsa, kever that's found that it's not supposed to be here. So therefore, mutter lefanoso. The owner, let's say the owner goes into his backyard, and all of a sudden he finds a kever there. So he can take it away because nobody had permission to bury here. They did it without permission. Mutter lefanoso, pinuhu makamotar. And even after he takes it away, the makam where the mace was stored. There's no tumma there because he wasn't supposed to be here. He wasn't metami the ground. So makamotar umutter behana'a. And not only is it tar, but he's allowed to use the ground for anything he wants. That's mutter behana'a, the most makel shita. On the other extreme, kever hayadua, a known kever which the Baal HaSadeh gave permission to bury, asur lefanoso, you can't move the niftar, mhinuhu makomo tame, and if he moved to the makom is tame because the maze was allowed to be there, so the makom around him is tame, the asur bahana, and even if he did move it for some reason, it's still asur bahana to use the spot. But finally, kever tar, kever hamazik as a rabbim, but in the middle type, kever that's mazik the rabbim, mutla fanos, you can take it away because the rabbim needs the area. Pinuhu, makomo tahar, once he took it away, makomo is tahar, because he wasn't, again, the rabbim needs to walk by here, but the Gemara, the Rashi explains that the rabbanon were not gozer tuma in this spot. V'yasr b'hano, but you still see his asr b'hano. Right, still sees asur b'hana to use that spot. So Gemara says again, Kachanai v'kever binyan. Maybe it's also talking about a kever binyan. So all these contexts where it says Asavana, it's talking about a kever binyan. This Gemara might, by the way, have halachal ma'aser ramifications in terms of finding kfaris throughout Eretz Yisrael if they're trying to build a road. Sometimes you find an ancient cemetery. So what kind of type of kever is that considered? Right? Is that considered maybe it was a kever hayadua earlier? So therefore, you wouldn't be able to move it. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. The kever nipsa mutar fanoso. If you just find a kever there, somebody goes to his backyard and finds it, you're allowed to move him. Dibble meis mitzvah. Fine, you didn't get permission, but maybe it was a meis mitzvah. Nobody else was able to bury. Well, meis mitzvah, kana makomo. And the halacha is a meis mitzvah is allowed to be buried wherever you find him. It's kana makomo. Because they didn't do this maybe without permission. Or maybe if they did, it was the type of kever that without permission you're allowed to put it there. So Mer says, no. Shiny meis mitzvah, the kala islay. If it was a meis mitzvah, people would have heard about it. Did you hear? Nobody was able to bury that person. We had to bury it in the spot where we found it. This is a kol. So because there was no kol here, you could assume that it was not a meis mitzvah. So kever mazik asarabim, l'chora, that area is asar. If it's asar bahana, it's asar bahana. Because Rashi says, v'yavagav di'is... Right, Rashi says, Ubana, I mean, by Kever Hamazak Azramas later on, he says it's Asur Bahana, the Isura Daraisa Hu Velo Paka. He says it's Isura Daraisa Velo Paka to have the Hana from it, because it had the right to be buried there. It had the right to be buried there, but now let's say the Rabim situation changed. So that's why it, Lachora, the spot would be Asur Bahana. Right, the tumah, just the, if somebody walks by there, it could be, Mazakas Rabin could be the tumah that was there, and therefore if you move it, so then it's Mokoma Mutahar. So if the Rabin walks by, there's not going to be a time of the Rabin. Okay, so that was all we were supposed to do yesterday, so we finished up, and now we start the new sugya. Itmar. Says the Gemara. Oh, this is the sugya that we're up to of Hazmana. The sugya of designation. If I designate something, does that already give it the status of the item that I designated it for? So again, this comes up here, comes up elsewhere. If I designate something to be used for a mitzvah, if I designate something to be used for a mace, if I designate something to be used for a bathroom, right? Any of these cases, does Hazmana give it the status of the item already in terms of Kedusha, in terms of Tumah, in terms of Bizayan, whatever the case may be? That's the sugya of Hazmana. Here it is. Oma Itmar, Ha'ori Begel Mace. If I weave a beged for a mace, I make Tachrichin. And I make tachrichin for a mace. Rashi adds la'achar shemes. La'achar shemes. Right? That's the after somebody dies, not beforehand, because that would be for a chai. But if after a person dies, you make a beged for a mace, so before you use it, does that already give it the status of tashmishe mace, which would not be allowed to be used? So that is a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Abaya amar asur, Urava amar mut. Abaya says it's asur, and Rava says mutter. Why? Abaya Amar Asur Hazmana Milsahi. Abaya says it's Asur Hazmana, just pure designation already has halachic significance, and therefore it's Milsa, it's considered something, and this Begin Lames would already be Asur Bahana. Rava Amar Mutter Hazmana La Milsahi. Rava says Mutter Hazmana is not considered Milsa. This is not one of the six Yalkagams that we had earlier, and therefore we paskin like Rava. It is mutter hazmana, plain, just a designation, is not considered anything. What exactly does Abaya mean that it's asur? Even if I just, what if I don't do anything? I just designated bepeh. Is that good enough? So that is the machlokas we showing him here. If you look at Tosfos on the next Amud, Memchesavan Aleph, the end of Tosfos Nasnu, Tosfos there, and the Ramban quoted in the Ran holds that pure dibur is good enough with a little maisa, but not a real significant maisa. But pure dibur with a little bit of a maisa is good enough. What does Tosfos say? The end of that Tosfos Nasnu. Vitzarach Lomar. This is Memchas Ben Aleph. The dibur, the yichud, the dibur ba'alma lo mahani elam ke notlu va'amar ze yelamais ula sefer. If I pick up the bag and I say, this is for the mace, that's good enough. That's a good enough hazman. It's basically dibur with a little maisa just to show you what the dibur is going on. That is what Tosfos says. And if you look in the Ran quotes the Ramban, his great-great-grand rabbi, who says that his great grand rabbi who says the same thing. Pirish Rambanzal, he says the Ran, Da Abaya Sriele Dasmana Gredasa, below Maisa Klal Nami Milsahi. Without a Maisa. Without a Maisa. Tosa says it. A little Maisa, but either way, it's not a significant Maisa. Without a Maisa, it is good enough. That is what the Ramban says. And the Ran doesn't like this. We're going to have to go through the whole sugya on the next Amud to see what fits into the Ramban sheet and what doesn't. But the Ran, at the end, argues, and says, V'nera no, de'ein sheet azumu chuvaris. I don't think this is true. Dim hinichan amanas lefnoso. Well, he quotes the Gemara that we're going to get to, Be'ez Hashem, on the next Amud. And then he quotes, I think opposite. I think a different pshat. Da'baya damar azmana milsahi. Lo amar ela bahazmana sheyesh ba maisa. I think it's only with where there is an action done, like oreg beged lemeis. What's the case the Gemara gives? If you weave a beged and didn't use it for the mace yet, that's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. But if you didn't do an act like weaving yet, you didn't do ariga, you just picked it up and said this is for the mace, then everybody would agree hazmana lav milsa hazmana bedibur afilo Abaya modedeno klum. And then he says v'loshen hazmana hachi muchach. Says the Ran, I think this is what the word hazmana means. Shehizminu b'maisa. Do you designate hazmana doesn't mean b'peh. Hizminu b'maisa. O b'mekach, shalach l'shem kach. O kol shehotzi adavar ahu b'hamizuman mirshuso v'nasa b'rshus acher. Says the Ran, I think you need a maisa. So that's a very important machlokas. So let's see the whole sugya. Tosfos and the Ramban hold that you don't really need a maisa. Tosfos says it's a little maisa, but you don't need a real significant maisa. The Ran says you do need a maisa. And then there's the middle opinion, the Tosfos Rid and the Baal Amar, who say it depends if we're talking about karka or metaltalin. If we're talking about karka, says the Baal Amar, then you need a maisa, like the Ran says. But if we're talking about metaltalin, then you would not need a maisa. It's easier to designate something that's metaltalin than it is karka. Okay, so that's machlokas between machlokas Rishonim. Now we continue. So back to the Gemara. Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Abaya says Hazmana Milsi. Rava says Hazmana La Milsi. What are the reasons? My time with Abaya. What's the reason for Abaya? What does Abaya say? What does Abaya say? That Hazmana is Milsa. Gomer Sham Sham Egla Arufa. We learn it from Egla Arufa, the anonymous corpse. What, just like what's the halacha by the anonymous corpse? Ma egla arufa bazmana mitzra. By egla arufa, when we take the egla, we take the calf down to the Nachal Esan, to the empty valley, and we break its neck there. But the whole area becomes usur even when I just take it down there. The yerida itself, that itself is enough to make it into a usur valley. Rashi says on the first wide line, Bahazmana mitzra dekayim balon yiridasa lanachal esan hi osarta. Just bringing it down to nachal esan asers it. But you don't have to do anything more. So the Tosaf says, hey, look, you did a little maisa. That proves my sheet. You don't have to do any significant maisa. Every case that we're going to have, the next eight cases on the next Amud, the Ran and the Rabban are both going to have to fit into their shita. Some fit better into one, some fit better into the other, and that's why they end up saying their shita. But says Abaya.
Does everybody agree that you need
though, pure machshava?
Well, just through this mice of bringing the shore down.
For sure that's not good enough, because that's not Karoi Ba'alma. If I just bring a calf to a valley without thinking about using it for an Eglai Rufa, then for sure it's nothing. You might just think you're designated. You're just taking your calf for a walk. So we'll see that in a few lines. So Abaya says that you learn it from Eglai Rufa, and just like Eglai Rufa, Hazmana makes it usur automatically, so too, in all cases, Hazmana Mitzra. So again, Rashi says it's just the Yerida L'Nachal Nesan. The Yad Ramah says, it says the word Kapara by Eglai Rufa, and that means it's like Kachim. And just like by Karbanis, Hazmana Milsahi, everybody agrees Hazmana Milsahi, because what do you have to do by a Karban? Just be Maktashi Pepet. That's all I have to do. So too, Eglai Rufa has a status of a Karban, and therefore you learn it to Ukalatar Kula as well. That is Abaya. For Rava Amar no, Sham Gamar Sham Sham may Avodas Kochavim. He learns a different Zera Shava. He learns Sham Sham from Avodazara. Ma Avodas Kochavim Bahazmana Lo Mitzra. Just like by Avodazara, Hazmana does not aser it for a hedyot. For to be hookrav on the base of Mikdash, if I'm Mazman an animal, it's aser already. That's called Muksa. Muksa and Ne'evad are both aser for the use as a carbon. But for a hedyot, it's not usur. If somebody designates an animal to be used for avodah zarah, but it was never used, it's not usur. So ma avodah zarah chavim bahazmana lo mitzra, afachanami bahazmana lo mitzra. So the each darshan a gzereshava, but a different gzereshava. We mentioned in the past that gzereshava, one needs a rebbe to darshan gzereshava. So therefore, sometimes there are machlokos, right? Your rebbe said it's gzereshava, and your rebbe said it's gzereshava. It could be, this is what the Meiri suggests in Maseches Shavuos on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Meiri says that they have the words in the different parshiyos for the gzereshava. So here, they have the word shum in the sugya of Hazmana for gzereshava. They don't know where to connect it to. There are a lot of shums in the Torah. So where do you connect it to? So this one said A, this one said Avodah Zarah, and this one said Aglai Rufa. So again, gzereshava is, there could be machlokos, like here. There's a machlokos about gzereshava. It's not just darshan based on a person's own logic. So that's the source for each Abaya and Rava. Says the Gemara, V'Rava, my time alone, Gomer Me'Aglai Rufa. Why didn't Rava learn it from Egla Arufa? Why did Rava learn it? That asmana la milsa from Avodah Zarah. So Amar lecha mishamshin mi mishamshin gamrinan la fuke Egla Arufa tihi gufa kedusha. It's better to learn general hasmana, like for a mace. Our context is mace. General hasmana is better to learn it from Avodah Zarah, because in both of those cases, they're mishamshin. They're not the item itself that's going to be used. I'm using something for Avodah Zarah, I'm using something for a mace. It's considered a secondary item. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Egla Rufa, we're talking about the item itself. We're talking about the Egla. Egla Rufa, Lafuka Egla Rufa, Dehi Gufa Kedusha, so that makes it a little different context, right? It's already usher, the animal's already usher the second that you take it down to the valley, even though you didn't break its neck yet. It's already usher b'hanah.
Right, but it's not a logic for Deshavah.
But still, that, maybe that's the point. Because I have a sham here, so which do I compare it to? I figure out which one is more doma to in order to put the Xerushav over there. I know I have a Rebbe, I'm Abaya, and I know that I'm going to have a Xerushav to one of these contexts. I don't know which one. So whichever one is more doma to, that's the one I'm going to compare it to. The Abaya, my time of Avodah Zarah, Avodah Kochavim, and Abaya, why don't they compare it to Avodah Zarah? Interesting, the Gemara doesn't say why do they compare it to each one. The Gemara says why don't they compare it to the other one? Because Mamela, once I know the problem with the other one, then I will know the Adifus with the one I do it, compare it to. So Abaya, who says Avazana Milsahi, why doesn't he compare it to and learn it from Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah, which is not Aser Bahazmana, so Amar Lecha, Midi de Urche, Midi de Urche, Gamrinan, Lafuke, Avodah Kochavim, de Lav Urche. Egla Arufa and Mace, those are things that occur. People die, people are killed. Avodah Zarah, people don't do. Come on. Jews don't do Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we're not going to compare it to that. Lav Urche. Right? Rashi says, Midi de Urche, Shederech HaYehudim Lasos Kein. Okay, Jews are involved in death, and Jews have to deal with bodies found outside the city. They have to deal with it. Avodah Zarah, Asur L'Avodah L'Avodah Noach. Avodah Zarah is also for everybody, even non-Jews. Right? Asur L'Avodah Noach. I mean, there are differences. Hilchah Lo Mitzrah, Lo Mitzrah. It's not, Lo Zitashim Dido Bahana. It's interesting. I saw a Sefer Achilich recently. That's it. Right? We know there are seven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So usually we say, oh, they have seven, we have 606. It's not true. Because there are seven categories. There are like 10 Avayers of Avodah Zarah. So it's like they're included, that's 10 for them. There are differences between Avodah Zarah of Jews and non-Jews. There are some differences, but there are a number of Avayers of Avodah Zarah that apply to non-Jews as well. So Sefer Chinuch says that it's clear that those are seven, not seven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, seven categories of Mitzvahs for B'nei Noach. And therefore it's not just seven and 606, there are a number of them, it's more than seven, it's less than 606, there's more than seven that it's overlap. Okay. So that is the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Simin, kipa, nafshai, dechatziva, nechise, deuma. That's the simin. So Meisvei says the Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. Kipa shu tame medris. You have a kipa. What's a kipa? It's like a scarf. That is tame medris. It's tame medris. What's tame medris? We know there are different ways of items becoming tame. Right, if I touch something, that's tamei maga. If I carry something without touching it, right, I carry this the top safe. I'm not touching the top safe for now. That's tamei masa. I'm carrying it. Tumas hesed. If I move it, well, like that. That's tumas hesed. If I move it without touching it, that's another way to make something tamei. Tumas ohel. If I'm in the same ohel as a mace or as a mitzora, right? That is another way to be mitamei. But then there's a unique way of making something tamei that's called tumas medris. Medris. What's medris? If I sit, there's a special way of being a tame by certain people who are tame. A zav, a zava, a nida, and yoledas. right, dafka by the mechusrei kapara, there's a concept called tumas medris. If I sit on something, so then that will make it tame. Even if I'm not talking, if I have 10 mattresses, one on top of another, if I'm on the top mattress, the bottom mattress is tame tumas medris, even if I'm not touching it. That is a unique type of tuma when it comes to one of the mechusrei kapara. The Rambam writes, in Hilchas mitame mishkavu moshav, that's where it would be. People who make things tummy by sitting on it or lying on it, says the Rambam. Kfar biyarnu, shazava chaveirav, zav and his friends, azava, yoledes, mitamin, mishkav, umoshav, umerkav. Sitting and lying and riding. Right? That's the din of a zav. Zav at the beginning of, Rambam writes that at the beginning of Hilchas, mitamin, mishkav, umoshav, special type of tuma. What's unique about that tuma? Usually tuma goes down a level. An av that touches something makes it a rishon. A rishon makes it a sheni. A sheni makes it a shlishi by truma, and a shlishi makes it a revi by kachim. Right? Usually it goes down a level. By tumas moshav, it's a special chiddush haTorah. Coming up next week's parsha. Right? Chiddush haTorah, I think it's a mitzora. Right? Special chiddush haTorah, it stays the same. An av makes an av. A rishon, right? It stays the same. A nida, or a zav that sits on a pillow, it makes the zav is an av. The zav makes the pillow into an av, and the av therefore can make a person tame. That's the chiddush by Tumas Moshav. Tumas Moshav is the larger name of it, but within Moshav is included Mishkav and Merkav and Moshav. All of those are included in it. Hazav says the Rambam in the seventh parak. Hazav metame as a Mishkav, a Moshav, a Merkav, b'chamisha drachim. Omid if he stands on it. Oshav if he sits. Shochav if he lies. Nitzel if he leans on it. Right, all of Nishan, all of these cases. Right, so that's the special halakha of Tumas Moshav. Tumas medris. Medris literally means to trample on, but it means if you walk on it, if you stand on it, if you sit on it, that is Tumas Moshav, and Merkav is all a type of medris. So now let us do the do this, the context, and then maybe we'll say a chiddush about Tumas medris. Says the Gemara, Kipashu Tumas medris, a scarf that is Tumas medris. Oh, I forgot one more point. The only time when something is Tumas Mishkav or Moshav or medris is if it's something that is usually sat on. Something that is usually sat on, like a chair or a pillow or a sofa. Right? If I sit on a table, if I'm a zav and I sit on a table, the table is a rishon. It's not a mishka. It's not an av. Because Tumas Mishkav only applies by something that you usually sit on. If I sit on something that's not normally sat on, like a barrel, the Gemara says, the lashon of the Gemara is, we say to it, amod v'naseh malachtenu. Get up and do your work. Meaning you're not usually sat on, so you're not tamei medris. You're regular tamei. Meaning you might be tamei maga, but you're not tamei medris. So, says the Mishnah, if you have a scarf, let's say it's a scarf that's set, you shoot tamei medris, meaning it's usually sat on. Right, Rashi says, sha'afu ra'ila medris, it can be walked on, pa'amim shemekapalto, sometimes we close it, v'yoshev ezalav, we sit on it. On shenetz rosh alav, right, I use it as a pillow. Or if you have a scarf that's tamei medris, unisanaso le sefer, and then I decide, you know what, I'm not going to use this to walk on anymore, I'm not going to use it as a rug, I'm going to use it as a covering for a sefer Torah. I'm going to use it as a gartel. I'm going to use it as a mitpachas for a sefer Torah. So now, all of a sudden, it is no longer roi to be trampled on and sat on. So all of a sudden, I change the shimush of it. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Tohar min ha-medris. All of a sudden, it's not tamei medris anymore. Right? It's not an av anymore. It was tamei. It was tamei medris. Right? Because a zav sat on it. But now, all of a sudden, I changed the usage. It is no longer fit to be sat on. It's not an av anymore. Automatically, it's not an av anymore. What?
It's not able to be an av, or it's tamei an av.
Even if it was, it's pashas is that it was, even if, you want to say the lower sin? Let's say Rashi says, I mean, even if it was tamei. Rashi says tamei medris, below shum tvila. Below shum tvila, the batalei shem medris, the omrim lo amo v'nasa malachteinu. Right? It's not matamei adam v'kelim. I don't think it makes a difference whether it was tamei already or if it's roi to make other things tamei. But either way, let's say even if it's the more extreme. Aval tamei mace. Right? Rather on the side of change of the girsa. But it is the lower level of tuma as if the zav would have touched it. As if the zav would have touched it, meaning let's say a zav sat on it, so it's an av. But now it's used for cover a sefer Torah, so it's no longer something they usually sit on, but it becomes a rishon. Why does it become a rishon? Because Rashi explains that it touched itself when it switched in halacha. So it's as if this item touched an Av, so it becomes a Rishon. Okay, that's a Chiddush in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. But what do you see from this whole Mishnah, though? You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything to change its status. So doesn't this prove that Hazmana Milsahi, just designating it as a new item, designating it to be used for a Sefer Torah, that itself is enough for it to be significant? So Hazmana Milsahi is a Raya to Abaya. So by the way, this sounds like the Ramban, not like the Ran. It sounds like you don't have to do anything. Right? So this is one of the Ramban's Rayas. The Ran has to explain it. That maybe you fitted it to the Sefer Torah, something like that. It says the Gemara, no. Ema nasnaso vikarachto. No, you didn't just designate it for a Sefer Torah, but you wrapped it around the Sefer Torah. You wrapped it around, so that's why it makes you did do an act, it wasn't just a hazmana. Gemara says, one second, lamali nasnaso vikarachto. What do you need both? You have to give it on the Sefer, put it on the Sefer Torah and wrap it around the Sefer Torah? What do you need both for? Kidder Rav Chisda, you need both. Amar Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda says, Hi Sudra, to Azne Lemesa Beitfilin. What if you have a handkerchief, we'll call it a bag, right, that you're going to put tefillin in, Vitzar Beitfilin, and once you put tefillin in it, you wrap tefillin in it, also Lemesa Beitfilin, you can no longer use it for money, to put money in. Azmene Velo Tzarbe, what if you designated it, but you didn't actually put the tefillin in yet? Tzarbe Velo Azmene, or let's say you put the tefillin in, but it was just Ba'akrar, you didn't designate that this is going to be the permanent usage of it. Sure, the Meitzer Epshite. In both those cases, you're allowed to. Let's say you just use a bag, but you don't want to have this for tefillin permanently. Then you still could put money in, right? So therefore, you see that's why it says you need both. You need to designate it and wrap it. You can't just have one or the other. You even can't have just the act because that is not good enough. Ula Abaya Damar Hazmana Milsi, and Azbaya who says that Hazmana is enough, then he would say you don't need this. Azman Avakadzal Sarbe, you just Hazmana would be good enough, and Sarbe, Yazmane in Elo Azmane Lo. Okay, that's what Abaya would hold. Period. So no kasha. Interesting. So that we know the halacha of a tefillin bag and a talis bag are different. Talis bag is much more flexible. You can put other items into your talis bag. To put other items into your tefillin bag is more serious because a tefillin bag has the status of tashmishe kedusha. Tashmishe kedusha, anything connected to tefillin and tefillin and mezuzah and sefer Torah all have the status of tashmishe kedusha. It's called shemus, and therefore you have to bury it. Tashmishe mitzvah, a talis bag, can be used for other items. I remember one year, it was a long time ago. I put that. It was a Yom Kippur. So I took the talus bag to do karam on, right? Because there was no paper towels. So yeah, now you have to have a break for Evan Moskis last for the end of Parshas Bahar. You're not allowed to go flat down on an open floor. So I took my talus bag and I put it down. Somebody came over and says, "You allowed to use a talus bag? A tashmishe kedusha." I said, "It's my Shabbos talus bag. Tefillin never went in it, right? So tashmishe mitzvah." Tashmishe mitzvah. So then he knew the halacha. Just tried to say, "You're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use it for something else." So therefore, it's not doesn't have the halacha of Shemus. Toshma vital. Let's try it again. Nefesh shabanol shem chai. Let's say you have a crypt or some type of matseva that you build for somebody who's still alive. Mutter bahana'a. It's mutter bahana'a because it's not made for a mace yet. Hosef bodimus echad l'shem mace. But if you added on a row of bricks for the mace, once he dies, aser bahana'a. Oh, so you see there, you have to do an act. Hosef bodimus, you have to do an act, but it's just a hazmana. You didn't put the mace in there. Doesn't this? So this proves like the Ran. Right, in terms of the act. But again, so each one fits better into one than into the other. But what do you see from here? That even just Hazmana should be Aser. Hach is Milsa. Hach ma'eskina d'rama bei mace. No, you put the mace in there already. That's why. It's not just Hazmana. Ihachi ma'ar Yehosef. Ki lo Hosef Nami. What do you mean? So then even without the other layer of bricks, of just putting the mace in should be enough. Lo tzri chavagav de panye. No, the chiddush is, even if you took the mace out after it, you designated it, you put the mace in, and then even if you would take the mace out, so then it would be mutter unless you were Hosef Bodimus. Then you would need the action of adding on. Next, Amar Afimbar, Papa Amar Chizda, Imhaya Makiro Chotzo Mutter. Rav Chizda says, if you are Makir, what you added on, so then you could just take it off in mutter. It would be the same halacha as if you didn't add it on, you could remove it and it would be okay. Tashma, next try. Achotif Kevrla Aviv, same thing we had on the previous Amud. Chotif Kevrla Aviv. If I just hewed a a kever for my somebody uses it for his father and he doesn't use it, it's aser. So again, you see from there, hasman and milsa. Hasam yishim kavod aviv. No, there's just a special din of kavod aviv. You can't use it. Hakanami mistaver. This will make sense. The Tani Seifa, because the next line of the brisa says, Reb Shimon Gamliel Leolomer, afa chosev avonim laviv. Even just if you cut stones from the mountain to be used for the kever, v'halav akiver b'makom acher ezel lo yikaver. It's still aser b'hen alamis. Right, so a much earlier stage. So, if this is a special din of Kavod Aviv Shapir, I understand how even an earlier stage of cutting the stones from the mountains, that also would be Asar, even though you didn't do anything yet. It's like Hazmana da Hazmana. It's too early. But if you say it's a special din of Hazmana, Tavui la Ariga, Miiki Mlamanda Amar. Let's say you weave thread, you spin thread. To make the thread, that would be aser. Of course, that's mutter. That's too early of a stage. So, of course, it's going to be mutter, right? We have a concept of too early of a stage in other contexts. Here, it's too early of a stage. Therefore, for sure, will be mutter. So, this brisa must be specifically about a special din of kavod aviv, right? We have by lifne iver. We have lifne de lifne. It's too early. It's not called lifne iver, right? Or we have over de over. It's too early to make a bracha over lasi asan. If over de over, lifne de lifne, this is like. Hazmana da hazmana. It's too early. So therefore, and, it wouldn't be good enough.
He dug it for his mother. And so he could use it for his father?
If he dug it for his mother, could he use it for his father? Is it kavod aviv or kavod horim? Maybe for his parents would be good enough. What about for a parent? Could use it for a different mace. Pasha's not. Good. Tashma. Viter. Kever chadash mutter ba'ana. Same thing again we had before. Kever chadash mutter ba'ana. Hita bol nefel aser ba'ana. Hita lin lo hita lo. Mashma only if you put the baby in, but if not, so it's mashma that hazman is lav milsa, raya to rava. So who adin dafakadilo, no, even if you didn't put the nafel in, it would still be aser, meaning like abaya. So why do you say you put the nafel in? V'la fuke mid Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, da'amar ein lenefalim tfisas hakever. Reb Gamliel holds that nefalim don't have any tfisas hakever. They themselves are considered a mace, but they don't have, you don't do anything around them. It doesn't aser. Kamash Milan, they do have tfisas hakever. That's the chiddush of putting the nafel in. Interesting halacha in Yerodei. I didn't bring the Shulchan Aruch, too hard to carry today. The halacha is Rachman al Aslan. If there's a baby boy that is a miscarriage or a nafel, we still give the baby a name. La'achar Misa. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchas Mila. We still give the baby a name. Why? Because a name sends a person to Olam Haba. Once a person has a name, right? So therefore, even a baby that did not live Rachman al Aslan, we still give the baby a name, a nafel. It's the halacha in Yerodei. Tashma, one more try. Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim. The parak there talks about whenever you have leftovers of anything, what do you use it for? Right, leftovers leftover money for an ola, use for an ola. Leftover for this, leftover for that. So, Moser HaMesim. Let's say you collected money, the Chaver Kadisha collected money for Kfaris LaMesim. You have to use it for other Mesim. Moser HaMes, but the Moser of a specific Mace, Liyarshav. Half is given to the Yarshim of that person. So what do you see from there? Even though there was Hazmana for the mace, the Yarshim could use it. Right? So it's Mashma that Hazmana is Lav Milsahi. So how come I skin is Shagava Mechayim? No, the case is he collected it before the guy's alive. Well, the guy's still alive. Right? He collected money while he was still alive, so therefore it doesn't have the status of Hazmana yet. Says the Gemara, Halo Taniyachi, it doesn't really fit in. Why? That's not because the Mishnah there says, Moser HaMesim LaMesa, Moser HaMesim LiYarshav. V'Tani Allah Ketzad, and the Brisa says about that Mishnah, what's the case? Gavu LaMesim Stam, Zeo Moser HaMesim LaMesim. If you just collected for Stam Mesim in general. But Gavu LaMesim, Zeo Moser HaMesim LiYarshav. So it sounds like the guy's dead already. Gavu LaMesim. So it sounds like the guy's dead already. So if the guy's dead, and it still goes to the Yarshim, so it sounds like Hazman is Lav Milsahi. So Gemara says, no. Ula Taimeh, Ema Seifa. Look at the end of the Mishnah there. Rabbi Meir Omer, there are two more opinions quoted. Rabbi Meir says, Lo Yigabo Hanashi Yabo Eliyahu, you can't touch the money until the Eliyahu Navi comes. So it's a Raya the opposite way. Rabbi Meir says, you can't touch it, meaning Hazmana is Milsa. So you want to bring a Kasha on a Baya from the Resha, bring a Raya to him from the Seifa. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Rabbi Nasan has a different opinion. Ya'asenu Dimas Al Kivra Ozilo Fadre Mitaso. They just build something on the kever, build another nice kever, or build some type of sprinkling fountain in front of the coffin. Meaning, you can't use it. You can't use it. That meaning, you can't give it to the Yarshim. You can't use it. So you see, the Reisha is like Abaya, the Rava. The Seifa is like Abaya. So don't bring me any rayas from this whole discussion. Why? And therefore you have to say, Ella, what do we say? Abaye Matarius Latame, Rava Matarius Latame. Each one fits it into their own opinion. Abaye Matarius Latame, Abaye fits it in according to his sheet, Abaye who holds the Kuli Amazmana Milsahi. Abaye holds that everybody holds as money is Milsa, and therefore the which sheet that fits in beautifully? The last sheet. Right? The last sheet, Rabbi Nassim says you gotta build it on the kever. You gotta do something for the father. Meaning because Azman is Milsahi, it already belongs to the father. So Tanakhama Savar, but what does the Tanakhama say? Why could the Yershim get it? No, because he says the following. Dechazi le tofis. Whatever had to be used for the kever, that itself is enough to be tofis, to be considered belonging to the mace. So lochazi le tofis. Retroactively, whatever was not needed for the mace is not called a hazmana. And therefore, it goes back. It goes to the Yershim. It's not called Hazmana for the mace. It wasn't toe-face with the Isser of the Isser Anamana mace. That's why he says it, because it's not called Hazmana. It's not because Hazmana Allah Milsahi. For me, Meir Mesafgale, Itavis El Tafis. Meir is Mesupix. Therefore he says, Hilkach, Lo Yiga Benesh Yav Elio. So he's Mesupix. He says, wait till Elio. For Ibnasim Shitale Devade Tafis. Ribnasim is obvious, because he holds straight like Abaya. Hilkach, Yaseh, Dimus, Al Kifro. So that's how Abaya fits into all the opinions. V'Rava Matarius Latameh, and Rava is on the other Shita. T'kuli Amazman Lav Milsehi. Rava says everybody agrees Azman is Lav Milsehi. It's all Mutter. It should go to the Arshim, like the Reisha says. What do the other opinions talk about? They're not talking about the Isser Hanam and Hames. They're talking about an issue of Bizayon Hames. If money is collected and earmarked for a certain person, is it a Bizayon not to use it for that person? It's not an issue of Isser Hanam. That's the question. So Tanakhama Savar, Ki Bazule, Tanakhama says, even though there was a little bizayon to not use it for the mace, Achule Machel Ziluse Gabi Yershin. He'll be mochel, you know what? Give it to my kids. Give it to my kids. He'll be mochel, and that'll be fine with him. Rabbi Meir Misafkele, Machel Lo Machel, Meir's not sure. He'll have Liga Ba'en Hashiyah Ba'el Yov. Vachulu. Rabbi Nassan, Pshitile De Lo Machel. Nassan would say, no, it was collected from me. My kids will learn a living. I don't have to give the money that collected for Reuven says for his coffin, you know, or for his matzeva. I'm not giving to the kids. So Hilkach Yasadimus al kivro zilif l'fnemitaso. Again, but the issue is not hazmana milser. Not the issue is zilzel or bizayon of somebody who had the money collected for him and now it's not going to be used for him. The Yad Ramah asks a very strong question in terms of lumdus, how this whole item is working. What happens? So we collect money for a mace, gavul mace. So the question is, if it wasn't used, if I get money because Reuven died, so I'm giving money for Reuven, for Reuven's burial arrangements, and then they don't need the money in the end. So what should happen to the money? It should go back to the giver. I gave the money, it was earmarked for a certain person, it wasn't used for that person, so it should go back to me. I wanted to go to his Yarshim. I'm not interested in supporting his Yarshim. I wanted to go to the mace. So ask the Yad Ramah, what's going on here? Gavul mace zeh should go back to the giver. Why does it? I don't understand. Says the Yad Ramah, the avogav de mace. He says the kuleyama. He says, what do you have to say? The Gemara doesn't say that. So what must you say? The kuleyama michinafki zuzim. The other denosein kaninhu misna. There's a kinyan. You have to say there's a kinyan lemace. And even though this is even farther than a davar shelo b'la'olam, like Rabbi Meir holds that a davar shelo b'la'olam is kone, this is even worse. It must be that the gabai of the chever kadisha is zachin shelo b'fanav shelo b'chayim, but it's shelo b'chayim, but it's zachin. How else could it work? Gabai gufei michimati liyadei kani le lemevid beit zarech yameis ve'ishtakef de isle lemeis chusa b'gavei. Comes out that there's a chus in the mace. And Rabbi Chanan says in Ksubis, in Os, Shin, Yud, Dalid, it must be that what we say ain't kinyan lemace. You know why we usually say ain't kinyan lemace? That's only because the mace cannot benefit from it at all. It's not his. Why? Hanab adavar, Shein lo tzarech bo. It's not a formal problem that a mace cannot make a kinyan. It's a practical problem that he has no need for it. But if there is a need for it, then yesh kinyan lemace. Yesh kinyan lemace. You know, we are brainwashed to think that a mace cannot be kona something. Maybe it can be kona. Right, there are little hints here and there that a mace is kona something. We have the sugi meseches ksubis. Right, could somebody be manchil bekever? Let's say, or we had it in Baba Basra also in the eighth parak, right? If you have, let's say, you have the Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Reuven, right? The three generations. Let's say Yaakov dies first. So is it as if Yaakov is Yoresh Bekever and then he gives it to his kids? There's a Yerusha Bekever, so maybe that's a type of Kenyan, a type of Kenyan Lameis. Sometimes you find a person has something after he dies. The Gemara beginning of Kiddushin, unbelievable. The Gemara of the first paragraph of Kiddushin talks about maybe Mises Habal is not good enough to let the woman go free. Maybe he's not here anymore. There's still a Zika of Ishus after the guy dies? It's a Havamina. So again, you see sometimes that it could be certain legal statuses in terms of kinyanim when a person, even after a person is dead. So that's here. Says Rabbi Elchanan, says the Yad Ramah. You see from here that it has to be, or else the fact that it doesn't go back to the giver, it must be that there is something that a mace connects to and is has, even if he's not alive anymore. Vaiter, Tashma, Hayavavimo Mazarkin Bokalim, let's say Rahman al-Islan, a child dies and the parents are so upset that they're throwing things at the child. They're throwing clothing. They're just not thinking straight. So there's clothing that goes onto the kalim. Mitzvah lachem matzilam. So others have a mitzvah to go and get those kalim. Save the kalim. So you see from there again, Hazmana Milse. Because what do? You didn't even do an act, you just threw the kalim on it. That's like nothing. You didn't do the. Anything. I'm sorry. It's backwards. Go to the Rashi in the bottom. Mitzvah lachirim. Haroan osan latzilam litzlami alav de'ena shavas aveda gadol mizu. So what is the mitzvah here? The mitzvah of shavas aveda alma hazman ala milsahi. Right, but Hazman is La Milsa, I said it wrong. Right, Hazman is La Milsa, because if Hazman is Milsa, then it's already designated and it's already Aser. So this proves Hazman is La Milsa, right, because you can still save it. So where does it know? Hasa, Mishum, Miri, Raihu. There it's different. It's not Hazmana. They're just they're so bitter, they're so upset. It's not a real Hazmana, they're just upset, and therefore that's why they're doing it. Ihachi, if that's true, board out the following. This only applies if the clothing didn't touch the coffin. If the clothing touched the coffin already, it's asur. So what do you see from there? That it is asur if they touch the mita. So says the Gemara, no, tirgama ula b'mita nikberasimo the mechalfi b'tachrichi ames. No, the issue is an iser derabanan. If something touched the coffin already, then we're worried that if you could take these clothing off, then you might remove even the real tachrichin. You might get confused. That's why if it touches the mace already, then forget it. It's aser midrabanan because you don't want it to be confused with real tachrichin because they do it because they're so upset. That's why they're doing it. By the way. Sometimes, the status, after somebody dies, people do acts that, because of the emotions, it just overcomes them. Is a person allowed to touch an iftar afterwards? After an iftar dies? Rahman al-Islan? Give a hug? Right? Give a kiss? So pashas, we say, no, that's not supposed to be done, right? You cover the iftar, and we have to try to overcome our emotions, right? And overcome. But if you look in the Torah, Yosef HaTzadik, when Yaakov dies, what does it say? Perek Nun in Vayechi, Vayishach lo. He kissed him. After Yaakov Avinu dies, Yosef kissed his father. So says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Vayishach lo, Pirish lo nashak, avo ein nachon lazos kein lemeis acher, ki hameis gadush betuma, v'tumaso bokaz v'ola adarakia, v'tifgam hanefesh hanoshekes. Shouldn't do it. Only Yaakov. El lo Yaakov. Why? Yaakov Avinu lomes. Only Yaakov Avinu. You can do it to Yaakov, but that's why Yosef did it. But otherwise, should not be done. Why? And we call him mace, but really he's like a Yashain, Vinirdam. Right? He didn't really die. But Yaakov Avinu lomes, but that's why Yosef did it. But otherwise, it shouldn't be done. Sometimes we do, there's a Sefer Hasidim that says something similar, but again, that's something that we try to overcome and realize that now it's just a goof. You have to treat it b'kavod, but now the nesham is not there anymore, and therefore we have to realize that. Vayter, Tashma. It's the Aruch Chaim on that pasuk in Vayechi. Tashma, fifth line. Kish asol aniach bo tefillin. If I make a bag to hold tefillin in, asol aniach bo mos. I can no longer put money in it. Hiniach bo mos. Sometimes people put stucco money in their tefillin bags. So you try to put it in the talus bag, not just in the tefillin bag. Right? Unless you designated it when you made it to be used for tefillin. Haniach bo tefillin, niach bo mos. But if you put tefillin in it, once you put tefillin in it, I'm sorry, I start again. So a kiss that you made to put tefillin in, you can't put money in. He niach bo tefillin, but once I put tefillin, once I, uh, right? I put tefillin in there just once, right, without deciding that it's going to be my tefillin band, then you're nich almost. I can still put money in. But what do you see from there? If I made it to put tefillin in, it's aser. So asmana milsehi. The Gemara says, no. Ema asa'o vihi nich bo tefillin. Aser lo nich bo mos. Kidder Rav Chisda. Meaning, Abaye is saved. Rava is saved. It's not just it's not a riot for asmana milsa because he actually did the act. Period. Tashma, next try. Omer le'uman aseh li tikshol sefer another shel tefillin. If I tell a worker to make me a tefillin bag or a something for a sefer Torah, achlo neshamesh ben kodesh, before I use it, mutul neshamesh ben chol. I can use it for chol. So you see, asmana, lav milsa. Neshamesh ben kodesh, achlo neshamesh ben chol. But once I use it for kodesh, I cannot use it for chol. So don't you see from there, asmana, lav milsa, tanoihi. So, last answer, it's really machlokes tanoim. So whatever you hold is good. Abaye and Rav, it's really machlokes tanoim. Ditanya, where's the machlokes tanoim? Tzipanzov, if I covered my tefillin with gold. Not allowed to do that. It has to be black. Oh, shetala alein or shalbei mitzmeir. If I use non-kosher animal hide to make it, psulos, it is pasul. Or behema tahora kasheros, but the or behema tahora is kosher. Avalosh lo idel lishma, even without ibud. Ibud means processing the hide. I didn't do that lishma for the tefillin. It's still kosher. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer af or behema tahora pasulos achi avdin lishman. No, you need ibud lishma. So machlokas be shown to me in which direction it goes. We'll go with Rashi because we don't have so much time. Rashi says that according to the one who says you don't need ibud lishma, so you see hazman is not so important. Hazman ala milsa. You don't have to do the ibud lishma. But Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel says, no, you need the Ibul Lishma, so you see the preparation is very important, so that's the sheet that holds Asmana Milsahi. Tosfos, you look at Tosfos, he holds just the opposite. Why does it fill out to be black? Ayin Rav Nevenzal, Parshas Kisava, which we've said before. Vayter, Amalei Ravina Larava, Mika Duchta Dramu Be Meis, Va'argi Begala Meis. Is there anybody who doesn't make the doesn't have Tachricha made? They wait for the person to die and then weave the clothing for the mace? Amalei, yeah, in, Kulon Shachvi Taharfina. Yeah, the people who die in Harfina, they're very poor, Rashi explains. So nobody does it for them before they die. Doris Bremer, that looks like a bayah, but no, Rava, that looks like a bayah, Rava. We paskin, that looks is like Rava. Right, it's not one of the Alkagans. Tana Rabbanon, Haruge Malchus, Nechsein Lamelech. If somebody, now back to our general discussion. Back to the discussion of people being put to death by Bezdin. Haruge Malchus, if the Melech put somebody to death, Morib Malchus, then they're, assets belong to the king. Haruge Bezdin Nechsein Liyarshim. But if somebody is killed, put to death by Bezdin, Skilas Reva Herik Chenek, the Nechasim go to the Yarshim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Haruge Malchus Nechsein Liyarshim. Even Haruge Malchus go to the Yarshim. Right? Everything goes to the Yarshim. Omer Leder Rabbi Yehuda, Valukfar Nemar, Hineg Vekerim Navos, Asher Yarshim Lurishto. But it says by Achav, who put Navos to death, the Kerem Navos that goes to him be Yerusha, so it shows that it goes to the Melech, the king. Amar Lahen, no, Ben Achi Aviv Haya. Achav was really related. It was his first cousin, and therefore he yarshened him. For Roy Liyarsho Haya. He was Roy Liyarsho. Follow Harbi Banim Ayula. What do you mean? He had other kids. Amar Lahen, no, so Vez Banav Harak. No, Achav killed them all. Shnemar, him lo as Demei Navos, Vez Demei Banav, Raisi, for, right, he killed all of his other families. He was the only Yorish. For Abanano, Banim Aru'u, and Lassi's Mimanu. Rabban say, no, he had children that were Roy to come out from him, but he would have gotten it anyway. Fascinating. So he killed him, and therefore yarshened him. In Halacha, if a murderer kills his relative, does he yarshin his relative? Right, what's the famous line? Ratzachta v'gam yarashta. Right, that's what the Navi told Achav. Ratzachta v'gam yarashta. So the big diuk on the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam quotes, Ben Sorer or Mora is like all Haruge Bezdin, that their money go to their yarshim. Af al pi sha'aviv garam lo skila, hari hu yoresh kol nechasav. It's the father's fault for killing the Ben Sorer Mora, but still, right, the father gets the, so the question is the Ben Sorer Mora, is it an exception? Is it a part of the rule? So that is a big discussion. The Arsameach thinks this is the rule, and one of the rides is right here, that Achav yarshin Navos, even though he murdered him. You kill him and you can yarshin him. But that is what he says. That's what he says. Okay, we have to stop here. We're a little late. But again, the next is just a few, it's just psukim to the bottom. And Be'ez Hashem, though, we will pick up on after Yontif. We'll pick up after Yontif with the next shiur, back in the next parak. Okay, everybody should have a good mayid and a chag sameach.